Good morning. How are you today? This cold and blustery and somewhat rainy and a little bit of snowflakes falling here in Marion, Ohio, 50 miles north of Columbus, Ohio. Good morning. My name is Linda Sims, and you are listening to WGH Talk, and the name of the program is called A Voice of a People. Thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time, I pray it will not be your last time. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Also, you can download from your Play Store a free app called TuneIn, T-U-N-E space I-N. You can download this on any electronic device and search WWGH. And you will see a listing of other also radio programs that you can listen to. But the one you will be looking for is WWGH. Or you can call in to be a part of any live broadcast by calling the number 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would just like to be a part of the conversation. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, and that is starting with Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, location 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, of Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. This one will take place November the 19th. It starts at 12 noon and over at 2 p.m. Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio. Phone there is 740-262-0939. And for those of you who faithfully listen to A Voice of a People, thank you for your support. And I pray that you continually listen. Okay, I'd like to start my show off. Wait a minute, let me do my announcement, which I do have. There is a silent auction getting ready to take place. This auction takes place November the 5th, Hardin County. Luncheon and Silent Auction. This will be sponsored by Child's Evangelism Fellowship at St. John's Church, 211 East Carroll Street in Kenton, Ohio. Doors open at 10:30. Event takes place at 11 until 2. Silent Auction preparation. Participation is free. Prepaid spaghetti lunch, $10 donation per person. For tickets, cost Cheryl. Phone number there is 740-262-0939. Now, this is a silent auction. This will take place in Hardin County at St. John's Church in Kenton, Ohio. So mark your calendars. That event will be coming up swiftly. Yes, very swiftly. Also, early voting is taking place October the 17th through the 21st. Now, this will be until the day of election, okay, and all the dates I will be giving you from October the 12th through the 28th at the Board of Elections, okay. You can go early vote from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. through October, from October the 17th through October the 31st. No, the 20th. I'm sorry. Let me get this right. You can early vote from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. starting from October the 12th. I mean, it's 21st. What is this, Monday? Okay. You can early vote from October 17th through the 28th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, note your calendar. October the 29th, you can vote, early vote from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. October 31st, you can vote from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., okay? November the 5th is a deadline to request an absentee ballot, and that will be at noon. That's the deadline to request an absentee ballot. November the 7th, mailed absentee ballots must be postmarked by this date, okay? Then it says early in-person voting, which began October the 12th. It includes two Saturdays, the Sunday and the Monday before Election Day. So don't forget that. Early in-person voting, the Sunday and the Monday before Election Day. Okay. Voting by mail. Okay, it's already began. Election Day is November the 8th. Polls open at 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. Oh, don't you just like voting and being a part of the process that has been set up for us? Now, I have a thought for today, and I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled Tolerance. Let's see what tolerance has to share with us today. You have the power to tolerate anyone and any situation, but tolerance is not just suffering in silence. It means going beyond any personal discomfort you may feel and giving a gift to whomever you would tolerate. Give your time, attention, understanding, compassion, care. All are gifts, which paradoxically you also receive in the process of giving. So that means, you know, give and take. You give and you receive. You give and you receive. You know, hate begets hate. Love begets love. So whatever you give out comes back to you. Like they say, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And I guess that could apply to that situation as well. And as you do, you will experience your own self-esteem and inner strength grow. In this way, you can turn tolerance into strength. You know, some of the things that we are called to tolerate seems impossible to tolerate. And sometimes we get tired of tolerating other things and people and some of the things that they expect us to tolerate. You know, people don't ask you before and something happens bad or indifferent to you, can you tolerate this? No, it's just thrown in your face, okay? Now, I may be opposed to it. I might not want to tolerate that. You know, it doesn't make me feel good. Matter of fact, you don't make me feel good, but you expect me to tolerate your conduct. You expect me to tolerate the way you talk to me or the way you talk to others. And sometimes, you know, we have to learn to know the difference between discerning what tolerance really means, you know, or understanding what tolerance means. How does it feel to tolerate bad behavior? It doesn't feel very good, does it? Not at all. But you're expected to tolerate it. You're still expected to speak in love. You're still expected to act in love. You're still expected to respect a person that disrespects you and others around you. It's not always easy to live in this world. It's not always easy to be confronted with people who are just obnoxious. So, you know, a lot of things that we encounter in life is just not really just for us to do on our own and in our own strength. We need God, people. I don't know about you, but I know about me. I need God in every situation and circumstance of my life. And trying to learn how to deal with other people and where they are. And not just them, where am I? In my everyday walk, in my everyday life, my everyday conversation, where am I? Am I the type of person that, you know, is always expecting someone to tolerate me? Am I a tolerable person? Do I come to people in love, or do I have my nose half stuck up at people, or rolling my eyes, or turning left or to the right, not really paying attention to people, not even listening? You know, do I expect people to tolerate me as I am and who I am? Well, like it says, you know, you give and you take. So if that's what you're giving out, that's what you will receive. People will not be able to tolerate you. They will even hate to see you even coming. So, you know, above all things, God has given us the commandment of love. And I have to share this once again, and I try to share this as much as possible. You know, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, which we know in Exodus. I think it's, Exodus or Leviticus, one of them. Anyway, he gave Moses the Ten Commandments, which is love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength. Second one, love your neighbor as yourself. And then the third goes to, you know, do not kill, steal, commit adultery, keep the Sabbath, honor thy mother and thy father. All these other commandments that fall under the first two commandments. If you love God first, you'll love yourself, you'll love your neighbor, and you won't commit those other commandments because you're in love. And you don't want to hurt God, you don't want to hurt yourself, and you really do not want to hurt your neighbor. People that are around you, it doesn't matter the person next door, whether to your left or to your right, and maybe in your front or in your rear, wherever your location is. That is not just the center of your neighbor. Your neighbor is anyone you meet, anyone you encounter, anyone you speak to, whether you're in a grocery store or at a traffic light, walking down the street, you pass people that you don't know, but that is your neighbor. So they're meeting you face to face. So what do they see when they see you? Okay. Now, we live in a society nowadays that we don't always agree with what has been tolerated and being tolerated. We don't always agree on issues. We don't always agree with people who want their own way and want people to be accepted of it, or have the acceptance of what they want to do. And they don't matter. It doesn't matter who they hurt, or whether you like it or not, or whether you believe in it or not. That's not the important thing. I think tolerance is, give me what I give you. And if I can be nice to you, be nice to me. If anyone has a different idea about tolerance, please call 740-383-9944. But according to this thought for today, you have the power to tolerate anyone in any situation. And maybe that's what we should be praying for, tolerance. Give me the power to tolerate anyone or any situation. Because like I was saying earlier, these things cannot be done just in our strength. It just cannot. You know, the things we encounter in our life, they are more supernatural than they are natural. Now, when we being in this world is natural, because we're natural beings. We have our sight, our smell, we can hear, you know, we have touch and feel. So that's natural to us, right? And the people that we encounter and meet, they're natural as well. But it takes the supernatural to learn how to tolerate and encounter people as a whole. It doesn't matter who they are, where they come from, what they look like, but tolerance. Okay, the second sentence says, but tolerance is not just suffering in silence. Oh, okay. So just because I'm quiet doesn't mean that, and it's just digging in, it's digging in my inner being, in my inner self. It's like tearing me up because I'm tolerating this by not speaking on it. Have you been there before? I've been there before where it just eats you up and you just want to say something so bad. But you know what I was doing sometimes when I'm overwhelmed about what's going on. You know, it's in my mind and I can't get it out of my mind. I may be thinking on a thought or something that had happened to me or maybe even one of my children or grandchildren, you know, and I'm upset about it. Now, there is a song that's called Jesus, I'll Never Forget What You Done For Me. Jesus, I'll Never Forget How You Set Me Free. Jesus, I'll Never Forget How You Brought Me Out. Jesus, I'll Never Forget. No, never. Then it says, how can I forget what you done for me? How could I forget how you set me free? How could I forget how you brought me out? How could I forget? No, never. And I have to go over this song, you know, over and over and over and over, whether it's thinking, singing it in my mind, or and I begin to sing it out loud, but it kind of shifts my attitude, my perception, and my tolerance level. Okay? Because I can't forget what he done for me. You know, like the song says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. So God had to dig down and drag, pull me up out of the miry clay, down in the muck, in the mire. And so soon we forget where we were at. And he was acceptance of us and helped us when we were wretches, when we were stealers, when we were adulterers, when we were fornicators, when we were stealers or coveting our neighbors, this and that, when we were in a place of wanting people to accept us for who we were at the moment and what we were doing. But thank God that he looked on us. Thank God that he loved us. Thank God that he had a plan and a solution for our life and that we didn't have to live that way anymore. You know, and him pulling us up, and not just him pulling us up, but us remembering where we came from. And that so much helps us to be tolerant of other people and not suffer in silence, but say a prayer for that person. Just say a prayer for that person. You know, like I told me, I saved you, didn't I? Yes, you did, and I thank you, because I was a wretch. And if you saved me, you could save anybody. That's why it says, tolerance means going beyond any personal discomfort you may feel. And we feel discomfort because we forget where we was, and all we can see is where these people are right now. Where they are, what they're doing, what's going on in their minds. What do they perceive as being? They're just being. Everyone has not received Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior from sin. Everyone has not walked down that road. Some people don't even believe that that is the way, the truth, and the life. They think that there are other ways all the self-help books that you find and run across nowadays, like 5 to 10 steps to being the greatest person that you could be. Now, they do help. I can't say they do not, because I've gone and read some of those type of books as well, and they have helped me as well. And they had words that I needed at that time, whatever situation I was in at the time. I needed it, okay? And you too. You can go to a Chinese restaurant and get one of those, what they call those little cookies with the little Confucius says. Sometimes it's right on the fortune cookie, right? Okay. Sometimes it's just right on the mark. Oh, well, I needed that today. Okay? So, we get messages all through life. You know, God sends us messages. Also, the enemy can send messages as well. But, you know, we won't give him any credit. Yeah. But, okay. It means going beyond any personal discomfort you may feel. And if you do feel discomfort, and you do think about what God has done for you, and where he has brought you from, and how he has delivered you and set you free from so many things in your life, just understand that he can do the same for the next person. That way we have empathy for other people. Because if we forget, then there is no tolerance, there is no empathy for other people, and there is no love for other people. That cannot be. It says, giving a gift to whomever you would tolerate. Okay. Giving a gift. What does that mean? Give your time. Time to listen. Time to respond. Especially if it requires a response. Give your attention to a person. Be understanding of where they are by looking at where you was when God found you. God says, with loving kindness and tender mercies have I drawn you. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. Loving kindness have I drawn you. Loving kindness have I drawn your neighbor. Loving kindness have I drawn your friend. Loving kindness have I drawn people that you don't know. You know, with loving kindness have I drawn you. He expects us to have loving kindness toward other people and tolerance. Doesn't mean that you can't share truth with them. It doesn't mean that you have to say, okay, I agree with everything you're doing. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that you're bowing down to them. And you know, that's also something tricky. And people may think that me tolerating what other people do is like me bowing down to them and saying, oh, you bow down to no one but God. No one but God. How can you be tolerant and not bow down or give in to every other person's whims? How can you separate yourself from, like they say, drinking the Kool-Aid or just saying, okay, it's okay. I understand. That's where they are. And at the moment it is okay, because that's their life. Bible says, don't you take on another man's sins. Don't you lay your hand suddenly on no one. So yes, that is that person. That is where they are. But I can pray for them. I can pray for them. They may not want me to pray for them in person. And sometimes people say, can I pray for you? Do you say yes all the time? No. Some people say, oh, I'm okay. I'm all right. Don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about praying for me. I got it. No, God's got it. We have nothing. nor can we do anything. When we're out there thinking we know what we're doing and we're going the right way and we're being tossed and turned by every wind of doctrine and a sleight of cunning men putting ideas in our heads, and we think we're doing something. Like the latest fashions, you know, they change. Some stay around for a long time, but eventually they will change. And it goes around in a circle, and all these different types of clothing are incorporated. So, you know, people are basically the same. You know, when they take on different sayings, a new saying, a new word, or a new way to be, you know, new makeup, you know, new lipstick, new nail polish, we're the same. We're in a cycle. Nothing new under the sun. What has been will be again. So, this is the world that we live in. Understanding. Putting yourself in someone else's position. That's understanding. Not being judgmental. Understanding. But tolerant of where they are. Because it doesn't mean that it's you. It doesn't mean that you're taking on and trying to, that's them. So maybe I'll try to do this, or maybe I'll try to go that way. No, it does not mean that. You stay where you are. And even though you're understanding, you do not covet. You're not jealous of where they are, nor should you be. You know, and if your children say, well, you know, they're such and such, and they do this, and they do that. Explain to your children, grandchildren. That doesn't mean it's okay. But God still loves them. Just as He loves you. Because we all were born into this world with the sin nature. None of us was pure, perfect, or holy. We know this started way before we came on the scene. In the Garden of Eden, I'm sure. I would like to think that everyone has heard that story of creation. Whether they believe God created or there was this big boom and everything happened. However you came into the knowledge of it. You've heard. And it's true. So, that has a lot to do with understanding. None of us are perfect. Not an excuse, but a reality. And that we need to have compassion with all mankind and show them care. And according to tolerance, all these are gifts. Your time, your attention, understanding, compassion, and care. They are all gifts. How can I show someone I care? By listening. By giving them your time and attention. But what if they are doing something I really don't like? And they continue to do it. Should I say something about it? Or should I just tolerate it? And how do I say something about it? So I guess we need the Lord to help us decipher those type of things out, right? When is the right time? How do I say it? Because you really don't want to hurt a person's feelings. But sometimes things people do hurt. They bother you to a point where you're like, why do they keep doing that and thinking it's okay? So how can you, we've been going to a class at our church And it's about learning how to have relationships with anybody. And our first lesson was, it wasn't like, I don't like, I can't remember the phrase, but I know the second one was, I prefer you do this, or I prefer you do that. Or, let me think what the first one is. Second one is tolerate. Not tolerate. Well, in a way it's tolerate, but the second one is prefer. I'll think of it before it's over. But anyway, I don't think they say, I don't like when you do this. Or, wow, I got lost there for a moment. I didn't think I was going to go there, but it kind of led me there, being tolerant of tolerance and tolerate elder people and what they do and what they say. And how does that impact me? How does that impact my life? You know, do you just go on and say, okay, well, that's them, it's not me, even though it kind of bothers me? What do you say? How can you say it? I prefer you not do that because it bothers me. And, you know, maybe that's the way. Maybe that's the way to say it. Maybe that's the way to approach that person. And maybe they'll be loving enough towards you to say, well, you know, I'll try not to do that anymore. I'll think about that. I'll try to think about it. Because we really don't want to hurt people continuously, like over and over and over and over and over and over. Then sooner or later they'll say, you know what, I can't deal with this. And sometimes we do not want that to happen either. So, now if someone is being abusive to you, now that's not to be tolerated under any means. Like they say, seek help. Seek counseling. Get away if you're being abused physically or mentally. Get away if that's the best. Because sometimes, you know, we think we love a person and it's really not love. I don't even know how to describe that either. When you can sit there and be abused and beat on and punched on or talked to like you're less than a dog. How can you tolerate that type of behavior? Get away. And sometimes, you know, I've learned this over my life. You can convince yourself of anything if you say it to yourself enough, over and over and over and over. You can convince yourself that you are in love with the person, and you really are not. But it's just something about that person you want to love or you like so much. You say, oh, I love that. I love that. I love you. I love you. Think about those things. Words have power. Make sure that's where you are in your relationship with anyone. Do you love everything about them? I don't know. I don't think so. I think just like this tolerance says, some things we tolerate. And you have to, I guess, come into the knowledge or the understanding of yourself. Is this tolerable for me? Longevity-wise, or because friendships are not just immediate things, or they're like long-term. We have to start looking long-term toward the future. Can I put up with this? And how long will I be able to put up with this? And maybe I can't. Okay. But we want to also give our time, our attention, our understanding, our compassion and care. And remember, all these are gifts. Okay. And as you do, you will experience your own self-esteem and inner strength. So, tolerance, according to this thought for today, In so doing, giving of your gifts, your time, your attention, your understanding, compassion, and care, you will experience your own self-esteem and inner strength. Because believe you me, it takes strength to be tolerant. It takes strength to give of your time. It takes strength to give of your attention. Especially if it's something that you really disregard or just really rubbed you the wrong way. It takes strength, inner strength, that strength that comes from God, for you to tolerate different things and different people. Okay, so that builds my ego up, my self-esteem. And what does that say? Because I experience this inner strength. Not that I feel so good about myself that I think that I'm better than them. Just because I have overcome some things and I have learned to be tolerant and I'm not still dealing with a lot of things that I used to deal with. Some things I've overcome. I've grown up. You know, they still don't bother me anymore. Things I can just turn my and say, no, I'm just not doing that. No, I'm not going there. Okay. And maybe you're there. And a lot of people are there. They have moved on. They have grown up. They're adults now. You know, they're not still dealing with who they used to be. They are this new creation, you know. As the word says, any man that is in Christ has become a new creature. Old things have passed away. They're behind us. And we leave those things behind us and we move forward. We move forward with life. We move forward with love. We move forward with God because God is love. 1 John 4:8. God is love. So we move on in love. And that's what tolerance is all about. It's all about love. All these things, your time, your attention, your understanding, your compassion, your care. It's all about love. Have you heard that song, Love Makes the World Go Around? Yes. All creation was based upon love. All of it. So it is about love. Not being in love, but love. Compassion, empathy, sympathy of the heart. It's all about love. So, I guess, self-esteem. Then you can, you know, and maybe you already love yourself, and you should. You should care about yourself. You should love yourself. You should not always put yourself down. You should not always compare yourself to other people. You have to also be tolerant of yourself and who you are and who God had made you to be. You have to be tolerant of that and know that He had this great plan for you. And I tell people, you know, I am who I am. I had nothing to do with me being on the earth. I'm not the one who planned for me to be here, or the way that I came, or the way that I look. I'm not responsible for that. That wasn't given to me to have power over. My parents were even chosen for me. But my inner strength and my self-esteem, I have to be tolerant of who I am. Can you even tolerate yourself? You ever run into a person who says, I hate myself? I have. I've heard people say that. I hate myself. I can't do anything right. Well, you can pray for those people. You can help encourage those people. And sometimes you can tell people, you know, that is not my opinion of you. I think you're just a great person, just a great human being, and God has a plan for you. You may not see it now, but it's coming, and it's a great plan. A plan of peace and not of evil, and to give you an expected end, an end that He has already planned for you, and it's a good plan. That's what we are here for, people. To encourage other people to be the best that they can be. And not look on themselves and hate themselves. And wow. And think about this. That's where a lot of, I believe, suicide comes from. You know, and a lot of crime comes from. Because people can't get time from other people. People are too busy. Are we too busy? Yes, too busy. And not only that, when you talk to people, they're not even listening. Because there's so much going on in their minds, and you're thinking, okay, listen. I need you to listen. I know one of my daughters used to call me and say, Mom, will you just listen? And I'm trying to talk over her, and because she said something that may have triggered me to respond. And no, I just want you to listen. I'm not asking for your advice. I just need you to listen. Have you been there before? I've been there many times. Okay, I'll listen. And sometimes she screamed, just listen. Okay, I'll listen. Thank God for speakerphones, right? And you can hear it a little louder. Turn your phone up on high. Are you one of those people that, like me, when people call, I'm doing 100 things, even though I have you on speakerphone. So I'm still in the busyness of my day doing things that I was already doing. Sometimes it's just hard to stop and say, okay, I'll listen. And just listen, you know. Take notes of what people are saying. That may help you listen. I'm gonna take that for myself. I'm going to sit down and take notes. Well, she said this and that, you know, along the conversation. That way, when it's over, if she requires me to speak or give my point of view on what she said, then I'm ready. That means I listened, right? Yeah. We don't understand all things. But we can give a person a perception that we are understanding of where they are. And maybe some of these things we have experienced for ourselves. Where another person is coming from. Sometimes people just need a hug. To say, you know, I understand. And the hug means I'm compassionate. And that means I care. I really care where you are. I really care where you're going. I care whether you love yourself or not, or like yourself or not. I care about that. Whether a person likes themselves or not. You know, there's times when people say, I just don't even want to be here anymore. I want to die. I don't like it. I don't like life. I don't like living. I don't like people. I don't even want to be here. My brother was like that. I don't know what it was about being here that he didn't like. He would never say what he didn't like. But you know, he didn't live a long life. I don't think he lived to be 21. No, he did not. And I think when you run across people like that, they don't live long. And I don't know what that is, you know, but it just kind of took me to think about my brother and how he always complained about living. He was just so unhappy. Now, I don't know why, but he was. And there are many people out there that are so unhappy. And they don't know where to turn. And when they do turn, are we going to give them our time? Are we going to give them our attention? Are we going to be understanding? Are we going to show them compassion? Are we going to tell them and show them that we care? And it doesn't mean that just because you talk to a person one time that they'll just turn their whole perception around of who they think that they are and where they are in life and whether they're so acceptant or does not even tolerate themselves. It doesn't mean that will change overnight. And sometimes it does, but most times not. And to show that you really care about that person, you may have to say, well, give me your phone number. I'd like to talk to you. I'd like to, you know, or give them yours. If you need me, just call me. I just really care about you. I'm just, you know, you're really on my heart. And I would like to be there for you if you need someone. That's what God wants from us. That's what He expects of us. And I think, to me, that's what tolerance is about. And that's what this thought for today is sharing with each and every one of you. To stir up your inner strength, your self-esteem, and to know that you may be someone's answer today. That's the self-esteem I'm talking about. That's the self-esteem God expects of us, to know that I can be there for someone else today. Maybe I'm your answer today. And maybe we should put on that mindset each and every day. Let me be the one, Lord. Bring someone to me, Lord. Let me share my gifts with them that I received from you. Because we don't even have these gifts. We don't come into the world with these gifts. These gifts come from God. They come from God. It's like the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, meekness. There's 9 of them. I may have left out 1 or 2. Patience, you know. Those gifts come from God. Let us be so willing to share these things with other people that we can lift them up and show them God's love. Show them God's love. Remember, 1 John 4:8, for God is love. And with loving kindness has He drawn you. And with loving kindness He will draw them. But He need us to show them who He is. If people don't see God, how can you expect them to want Him? And the only way that they will see God is through you. And in this way, you can turn tolerance into strength. Strength. Tolerance. You can turn tolerance into strength. Even the things that you don't want to tolerate can help strengthen you. Woo! I tell you, what a morning. What a morning. And what a thought for today. How powerful is that? Tolerance. Remember, you have the power to tolerate anyone and any situation. Any. Okay? I'm going to put that thought for today in my hat, and I'm going to think on that, meditate on that throughout today. It was powerful to me. It meant a lot to me, and I hope that it meant something to you. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. And don't forget, we stream live on the web. And we have the app called TuneIn. You can download on any electronic device and search WWGH. Please stay tuned for the next hour. Tika Thompson will be my guest.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing the fast.